Good morning. So we're studying Sutra 1.33. The sutras are a collection of wisdom and insight, and they're divided into four books, and each book has many verses, and they're really a nice distilling of ancient wisdom, specifically in how to work with the mind. The next 4 weeks, we're unlocking the keys to our happiness and thinking about how our happiness is affected by others, so that each person we meet is a lock, and we are given four keys to open this lock so that we maintain our own inner peace, no matter who we are confronted with or standing next to or engaging with. So the sutra is translated by BKS Iyengar, is through cultivation of friendliness, compassion, joy, and indifference to pleasure and pain, virtue and vice respectively, the consciousness becomes favorably disposed, serene, and benevolent. Got it? Say what? When you meet a happy person, be friendly. That's the first teaching. Maitri, M-A-I-T-R-I, is friendliness. And so when you're engaging with someone who's happy, you rejoice with them. It also unlocks your own pleasure and happiness. And this morning, we had a good example. I got to experience some Maitri. Our friend, Abby Robbins, here. If you don't know her yet, you should. She teaches, or she has an amazing podcast on the Enneagram. And she was just selected to present at the National Enneagram Conference in July. This is a huge event, yes? Yes. Her podcast is Conscious Enneagram, and I highly recommend it. And I know I've recommended Enneagram to some of you to study and learn. But when she's telling me this, I'm going, yes! I mean, I was happy because of her happiness. And all I had to do was feel a little friendly. I mean, this one I think is kind of easy, right? It can be. Unless that person's happiness is getting up all over your stuff. So Nishkaloy Devi describes using friendliness when she says, say you're going to have a picnic and somebody comes and sits next to your picnic and lights up a big fat cigar. Well, this might irritate you. But that person's enjoying themselves. They're in a sunny day and they're enjoying this. Okay, so are you gonna sit there and be upset? Or are you gonna look at them with some friendliness and go, you know what? You are enjoying this. I'm gonna rejoice with you that, you know what, life is good. Now I'm gonna take my picnic over there and I'm gonna ask you if you wouldn't mind taking your happiness just like a few yards away. Right, that's fine, you can still advocate for yourself. But you get to choose whether it makes you upset or whether you can keep your serenity. So that key is friendliness, friendliness to all. And as Iyengar talks about in Light on Yoga, he says friendliness to all because of a sense of oneness. That you are not separate from those experiencing joy and who have virtue and those who are happy even though it might be at your expense. You have oneness with people. And so you get to unlock happiness by being their friend. So on your mat, it starts with friendliness to self, that in your practice, you don't push your body past where it should go, that you don't chastise your mind when it has trouble staying on your practice. Friendly to that monkey mind, friendly to the bum hip, friendly to all those things so that you can maintain peace during your practice. Okay, it's a high calling. But I think we can do this. All right, so push your fingers into the earth alongside of you. Really root down. Lift high with your heart. Broad in the collarbones, broad in the shoulders. Take up some space. Fill the heart. Fill the heart space with breath all the way down towards low belly. And on the exhale, engage the navel point. Then release your hands to your thighs and close your eyes. Slowly begin to deepen the breath as you draw your attention more and more inwards. Whether you're experiencing it or not, there is a seat of serenity within you. Can you nestle there? Can you have a little bit of faith or shraddha that there is that within, and your consciousness can go there and settle? Relax the jaw and shoulders. Allow the corners of your lips to come up just in a sweet, little, almost inward smile of friendliness towards inner spirit, towards all of creation. Now allow to come to mind a beautiful key. See its material, have a sense of its weight. This key is called Maitri. Maybe you can inscribe that word on the key or simply tie a ribbon of friendliness. Label this key Maitri and let it settle into your heart. Lean back a little bit. Coming into the present moment. Then bring your palms together at your heart. We'll chant the sound of Om three times to begin our practice. This sound is the same vibration of all creation, all matter, so that we can really experience that oneness of Maitri, of friendliness, simply by singing together. So take a deep breath in. Exhale all the way. Breathe into Om.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.